what happens when you get that letter in the mail that has everybody trembling in their boots?
Well, I think initially the panic for most contractors, I would say, because it's sort of an immediate death knell. At least that's the way they perceive it.
Walk me through that process, the process of getting the letter, sitting down with somebody like you, and trying to understand what happens next and what you can do about it. I imagine in a situation like this, you could make some pretty dramatic mistakes if you don't do the right thing at the right time.
Absolutely. But I will say, when you get the letter, and it's usually not a surprise. In my experience, when I have someone come to me and say, we got this letter in the mail, we were expecting it, or we know exactly what it's about. So I think the instances where you are shocked when you get the letter, I think those are the exception, not the rule. Now, having said that, there are still a process by which you go through, and there is a there is due process that the contractor has, initially being to supply facts in response to whatever has brought about the suspension or debarment proceeding.
When you look at some of the legislation that's being considered, when you look at where Congress's mind seems to be on suspension and debarment, are you as concerned as some folks in industry seem to be about the potential loss of due process, where if we suspect that you possibly might have, maybe, is how one contractor framed it to me not too long ago, if we think, you know, and all these qualifiers added on to the remark, that you might wind up suspended. Are you as concerned about that as industry seems to be right now?
I am not overly concerned, simply because we see some increase, especially in the DOD world, and you see some agencies that are taking a greater taking a greater interest, if you will, in procedures for suspension and debarment. However, if you look at an agency like the VA, and I was recently at a hearing where a panel asked a representative of the VA how many have been suspended and debarred over the past 2 years, say, and as a result of a GAO investigation that was done, which identified a number of contractors that were committing fraud, and the answer was it was only a handful. I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 or 10 during that entire period. So while I think some agencies are taking a greater, just taking a firmer stance on some of the procurement fraud and misconduct, I don't have the sense of dread that some tend to have.
What is the right balance for trying to handle problems like this? Is there a better way that agencies might be able to handle this, or do you think we're on the right track legally, at least?
Well, I think one of the things that has contractors concerned is suspension and debarment is an administrative process. It is not considered punishment, which is why the current procedures in the FAR that have been established have upheld scrutiny by the courts, is because they're not considered punishment. But if you ask any contractor who has been through the suspension and debarment process, either having been suspended and been renewed and been able to contract again, or are in it right now, they will tell you they consider it punishment. So I think, as written, as an administrative, as a function of an administrative process, I think it works. Where often many of the congressional leaders that I hear talk about it, they indicate it. Why aren't we punishing these contractors for doing X, Y, or Z? And there is wherein I think we have a problem in that line between what is administrative, what is it there to protect procurement, and then what is there under Department of Justice to punish contractors. And that's, I think, a problem.
Lee Doherty is the chair of General Counsel PC's Government Contracts Practice, talking about suspensions and debarments and federal contracting. And that's essentially, I think, where most of the unease is coming from, Lee, is that idea of Congress. The perception in the industry right now seems to be that Congress is the unruly crowd in the Frankenstein movie with the pitchforks and torches coming to get them and essentially chanting suspension, debarment, suspension, debarment. It's what it feels like, at least to industry right now.
And I think that's a little bit of gloom and doom, and I don't think that is. Anytime your livelihood is threatened, obviously you're going to feel that way. But again, I think the agencies, for the most part, the agency councils, the agency department officials, they understand the process, and we can always bring up cases where, which are the exception, not the rule. But again, as I said earlier, most people, when they get that letter, they were expecting it. They know why they got it, and it wasn't a surprise. And there's always exceptions, and we always see abuses. But for the most part, I think that even with Congress sort of waving the torches and pitchforks, to use your analogy, I think those legal counsels at the agencies are still doing a pretty good job of maintaining it as an administrative process the way it was written.
So if I were going to crystallize your sentiments and your advice to the contracting community in this conversation as something to think about but not worry about, would that be a fair distillation of what you're trying to say?
Absolutely. Again, these are seldom a surprise when a contractor gets them. Most of the time, if you read the facts of the case, when they come to me, this has been a process where 2, 3, 4 years, multiple contracts, this is a long-standing issue, or it was the result of a criminal investigation and often a conviction or prosecution. So often it's not a surprise. My advice to my clients always is be aware when you get that first letter with those corrections that need to be made, that's when you need to pay attention. That's when you need to be working with the contracting office and the program office to make sure that you're complying at that point. And any issues that come up during the performance of the contract, they're being addressed so that you don't wait 2 years and then have to deal with the fallout of a suspension or debarment. Correct it early. Follow the letter of the law as close as you can during the performance of the contract. And you won't have to worry about these things down the road.
Lee, thanks for your insight. As always, great to have you on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.